Why are you laughing?
You have any tokens for the machine down the street?
Welcome to the Why Are You Laughing podcast!
The song's for you. I can't even remember those like moves that we used to show.
I know there's a bunch of these and these and these.
Who remembers any of that? It was like 10 years ago. Why would we remember? Welcome back to the show. Jorge, ¿qué pasa?
Nothing much. Same old stuff.
What's happening, player? Good to see you. Happy to have you on the show. Finally. It's been too long. It's long overdue.
Right.
How you doing? Everything good? Kosher, congratulations on the marriage. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's good, buddy. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. When was the last time?
The last time was probably... You probably picked me up from the airport. I think it's probably the last time. I was thinking about this. You picked me up from the airport because Ross had just gotten engaged.
Ah, yes.
And he didn't know that I was coming.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the single greatest spontaneous trips I decided to take. Like, beforehand, I was like, I didn't know if I could go. And I thought about it in my head. I'm like, I can't not go. It's Rutland's last show. He's getting engaged. I know that George will probably pick me up if I asked him and if he had time. And it just all worked out perfectly. And then the next thing you know, he comes into the bar, and here I am, sitting right there. He couldn't believe it. It was insane. It was a great, great day. Like, it couldn't have been more perfect because, you know, for the better part of 10 years, that's what we were doing. I would go down and visit, and we would all hang out because you and I met when? Did we meet at his house?
Was it at his house, or
I can't remember.
Was it a graduation party?
It may have been before that. We hung out before that, because at the graduation party afterwards, I think you were house-sitting or something like that.
Oh, yes.
We stayed up till like 3 in the morning playing video games.
Classic. To be young and play video games that late again.
I know, dude. It's a struggle. It's a struggle now that we have to be... adults and do stuff.
Adults.
Oh. So talk to me about the saxophone playing thing. When did you start doing that?
This lovely instrument here?
Yes. No, I thought it was the uke buying you.
No, I played saxophone when I was in fifth grade. And
oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I loved the instrument. And I know, just moved schools and all that. Didn't play the saxophone anymore.
Right.
I've always had a dream of playing it again and just never had the time to dedicate on learning an instrument.
Right.
I also suck at learning instruments because I've tried to play the guitar. I've tried to play the bass, tried to play the piano, and I just can't get into it. But I've always wanted to actually play the saxophone. So
nice.
I'm like, I'm doing it. I got... sometime.
I was down at downtown Keene the other day, and I saw a band because there's a guy that I work with that happened to be playing at the music festival downtown. So I went and saw the band, and this guy was bawling out on the saxophone in the band. Just like, he outshined every single person there. The guitar player, the guy with the vocals. I was just like, oh my gosh, this guy could go solo and be fine. Like the future Kenny G of 2021.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bleep, bleep, bleep. Dude,
yeah,
I was
just talking with someone, and I was just like, I want to get to the point where I come home and I'm like, you know what? I just want to relax. I want to play the saxophone, and I can serenade anybody around me. Not, you know what? I have to spend an hour practicing this because I suck. And then the hour that I'm playing... it's I'm like, this is stupid. I just want to be able to play it.
Roll call. Doo, doo. I'm with you.
But yeah,
That's cool. So
that's my goal with the saxophone.
Like, are you playing songs now, or are you playing notes, or are you just trying to get, like, I followed your page a little bit, but for the audience, you know, have you started to sort of figure it out when it comes to hand placements and stuff like that? Because there's a lot of keys on the sax.
Yeah, there is a ton of keys. I started doing this lesson, I forget the guy's name, on YouTube, and he has like a beginner's course. So I just started going through that.
Yeah.
Doing his little practice thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Let me just try and learn a song while I'm trying to like learn the notes and stuff like that. Just because I feel like I need that kind of, hey, I can play a song. And that way I can continue going. Because if I can't play anything, I'm just blowing on the same key all day.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to get tired of this real quick. But yeah, I've learned, you know, some scales, practicing those, but I still need a lot to learn. There's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of keys on there.
Yeah. And especially the, like, to do it right is such a task because, you know, the timing and everything of where you put your mouth on the wood, like instrument, you know, like, because it's, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't know this, but there's a little wood piece that you have at the beginning of the mouthpiece, like it's right underneath it, and like that can't split or, you know, get worn out or anything like that. Like, it's crucial.
It has to be placed perfectly too.
Yeah.
If it's off by even like a few millimeters, you're not
like dog right water.
Down.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I know what you mean. That's super cool though, because it's like, I could picture you playing the sax. Yeah, like I could picture you up there doing stuff like that. That'd be cool.
One day.
So did you ever have aspirations of wanting to like be in a band or anything like that when you were younger, or play live?
Not necessarily in a band, but like with people. I would like to be able to, you know, because I'm very jealous of people who can play instruments. They'll go hang out, they'll just pick up their guitar, get a piano, see a piano and be like, hey, I can do that.
Right.
And then you just start jamming out together. You guys play songs together. I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. I'm like, I can blow on this piece of paper and make some noise. I'm like,
I could stand there and hit the wall like this if I want. That's
yeah, exactly.
That's how I like got into, so way back, that's how I got into Ross's band, is because, you know, we had always played music together for years, ever since we were kids. But then, you know, Christian came along and we started playing together. And he had a cajon, which is like a big box drum, for those who don't know. And it, like, when you hit it, it sounds like a bass and a snare at the same time. So if you were ever in, like, a little acoustic band, that would have been the instrument that you could use. You know, and maybe hit, like, a cymbal with your hand or something and attach some maracas to your shoe or whatever. You know, so I was like,
get the one man band going.
Yeah, so, you know, we started doing that, and that's exactly how it got started. So, yeah, you never know. There's always something for somebody to play.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to take people back here because I don't think they realize the history. You know, at one point, you, me, and Ross were the kings of Fort Myers. That's exactly what we did. We went out, we sang karaoke like 3 times a week every time I would visit.
Right.
He used to pick me up from the airport, Georgie, and he'd be like, you know, I see you more here than I see people that live here. Because that's just, I was always on the airplane trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
And it was always a pleasure to see you and have you around, because I know how much Ross cares about you and values you as a brother, and that's exactly, you know, how I feel now. And as soon as I met you, that was the connection. Like, as soon as I met you, I was like, all right, it's over. We're friends.
It's an easy transaction.
Absolutely. But I mean, like, for those who don't know, tell them how much fun we used to have just going out at night, and we would get like a pitcher of beer for, what was it, like $4 or something like that? I can't even remember.
At the bowling alley?
Yeah, at the bowling alley, and then and the, like, Gator Lanes or whatever, I think we used to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even Gator Lanes anymore. It's some stupid.
I think it's like Galaxy Lanes or something like that now.
Oh yeah, we used to play laser tag down there too.
Was it?
Where the heck was that?
I don't think it was laser tag there. It was a headpins. Headpins.
No. Was it headpins? Yeah, it was headpins. But they did have laser tag there.
Yes.
Because that was right by the airport, right?
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, my word. See, there's things you remember.
I suck at laser tag, so.
God, who didn't? There's so much going on in there. You felt like you were on a movie set. You know, there was, like, rocks that were smoking. And people walking around with laser eyes, just like... Call of Duty, you know what I'm saying? It was a really fun time to be single and really just have a blast, because there's nothing to do up north. Like, you can go jump off rocks and go on lakes and stuff like that, and that's fun, but I always enjoyed coming to visit.
Yeah, we'd always try to find something to do. Right after we were done, it's like, all right, what's next?
Right. Absolutely. Like, we go walk on the beach till midnight, 1 in the morning.
Dude, yes, I remember that.
That was so much fun. That was so much fun. I mean, we literally had... We had responsibilities, but there was always time and stuff to go out and just enjoy ourselves, enjoy what we were doing. But I'll never forget, like, always going... Especially when Justin came into the picture... You know, we started going to karaoke with Mike. Is that his name?
Mike Manila?
The guy. Yes. Yes. He would come along a few times. Yeah. I remember that guy. Yes. But
were there when I first did it, right? At the beach. What? And then we went over to Mona Lisa's.
Oh, that's right. Mona Lisa's, that's what it was. Wow, that goes back. Yeah.
Dude, Mona Lisa's is the
that place is dope, man. The friggin' mozzarella sticks that were sizes of like grenades.
Right.
Those things were massive, man.
I would tell you, after everybody had already moved and all that, I DJ'd there for like a year.
No, you did not.
I did. I was the karaoke DJ there.
That's hilarious.
Because I still kept going by myself. Or seriously? Just with whoever wanted to watch me. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So I was like, hey, you guys need a DJ or something? So I would do it every, what was it? Every like Tuesday and Wednesday was,
no kidding,
was my DJ night.
Wow. Wow. And so what happened? Did it end up paying okay? Like, did you...
I mean, yeah, it was fun. I would have kept working there, but then I started working at the hospital.
Oh, you're at the hospital now.
Not now, but I was.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I started working at the hospital at nights, so the schedule was kind of, like, weird. So I ended up leaving there.
So what are you doing now?
Now I work for a closet company. So the company designs, installs closets and cabinets for garages and stuff like that. I am the guy who orders all the materials and stuff like that. And I check the jobs, make sure everything's going right.
Wow. That's great, man.
I just started doing that maybe 3 months ago, so I'm still kind of in training, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's going pretty good.
You're enjoying it? Like, it's, are you getting the hang of it, you think?
Yeah, I am. It's cool. There's still a few things I have to learn, but it's, I used to install the closets.
Oh,
so that's a lot of hard labor work. And I'd get home like exhausted, and like the times vary. I wouldn't have a set schedule.
Right.
Depending on what size the job was. And I'm like, if I'm going to get married, I'd like to spend more time, you know, with my wife.
With your wife, yeah, sure.
Not be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get home later on tonight, get home exhausted, not want to do anything, just to wake up the next day.
Right.
So
that
I
used
said.
That happened to you early on, too. Like, when you and I first met, you were working like crazy.
Yeah.
Because you were, Were you working for your dad at that point?
At that time, I worked with my dad. I worked for another company. I had like 3 part-time jobs instead of 1 full-time job.
Right. Right.
So that's why my schedule was always everywhere.
It was insane. Yeah, because we would like, it would be so fortunate for me to come down when I came down because you just happened to be available.
Yeah.
It's like we just always found time to do stuff. Yeah. Ah, man. That was cool. Especially that spot. When Ross had his graduation party, that was a blast. Like, I've never seen somebody who's so, like, just a powerhouse on the dance floor. You would go out there and just rock it, man. You always cut loose.
What was his graduation again?
It was at that place. It had, like, a basketball court, and then you walked in, and it was on the ramp. Like, there was a ramp that led up, and that, but there was windows that were facing the parking lot and basketball court. What the heck place was that? Because that's where Uzi had his grad party, which I also...
That's the one I was thinking of. Old Olga.
Old Olga. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my word, man. Dude, the funniest thing... I don't know if I ever talked to you about this. I'm sure you knew about it. But... I'm still laughing. 10 years later. When they had this huge picture of him. And he had, like, his hat on, like, his little fedora or whatever. And, like, they had the big picture. And then
right at the entrance.
Right at the entrance. We walked in. And, you know, throughout the night, I don't even notice anything. But then, like, I'm about to leave. And I'm walking by this picture. And there was a there's a pencil-thin mustache that was drawn.
I did not see that.
Huge carpet that, like, it took forever to make. Like, it was so expensive. And I'm just like, who would do such a thing? It was so perfect. And he was, oh, my God, EJ's dad. I've never seen somebody so mad. And just like, because he's the one who made that thing.
Yeah.
If you remember. And I was like, I'm so glad it wasn't me.
If anything, I bet it was probably Ross himself.
I know, right? I asked him. I said, did you do that? And he goes, no. It wasn't him. I don't think they ever found out who it was.
Riff.
It was probably one of the twins.
Could be.
Let's think about this realistically. I mean, for a second. I also came down for that graduation party, too. For Uzi's.
Yeah.
Man, that was
that's the one I was thinking of that first time.
Right.
Where I was like, oh, is that where we met? But no, it was obviously before.
Oh, it was way before, yeah. Yeah, because I started coming down, let's pretend, 2011. 2010, 2011, because that's when Ross kind of was... first got in on Metro Parkway was when he moved in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go visit, and he had, what the heck cell phone company did he use? It was right down the street. I can't even remember. It was some stupid company, but it was such an odd company. It wasn't even a known name. It was like US Cellular, Metro PCS.
Wow, hating on Metro PCS.
Dude.
That's the best here.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I was saying. It's just like, I didn't know. But he would go there, and I'd be like, what trick-or-treat company is this? Like, there's no one that knows about this but you.
Oh, they're now with T-Mobile, so.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they were their own thing for a long time. That's wild, man. Holy cow. Yeah, dude, I always think about those times because there was always something going on in my life up here, whether it was with my family, you know, with a girl or something like that, and I always just wanted to get out of here. And to come down and see you guys and have that part of my life, it was fantastic because I never expected to gain the friendships that I have and still have to this day and always will, like, to come down, and you know, whenever this thing subsides or dies down, I'm sure that Ross and I will probably plan a trip to come down for like a week or something like that.
I hope so.
That would be the ideal situation. But when you came up to visit New Hampshire or Vermont, rather, what did you think? Did you have you because you made the trip with him up here?
Yeah, initially, yeah, we drove up. We drove up to Kentucky first, and then the next day went out to Vermont. Well, correction, we went to Canada first, Niagara Falls, and then went to Vermont.
Gotcha.
That was a fun trip.
Yeah.
Even though at 2 a.m, our tire blew and we were stuck on the highway.
Right. I forgot about that.
But it was still fun. Worth
yeah,
it.
Right. How can you not? You're driving up with your best friend on his return trip. Like it was crazy for me to see him in Vermont because you know when he was giving a part, like his first part,
mm-hmm.
everybody came from Rutland and you know that's when we were still going to the hall. And I'm sitting there with him. I'm like, this is wild that you're back. It's so wild to me. Like it didn't even make sense. It's like it did
a little time jump.
It always felt like I was going to see him or going to see you guys. So, you know, I'm definitely grateful for those times. Especially when things were just going crappy. I was so happy when the plane actually just touched down. I'm like, I'm home.
It's go time.
It's go time. It's business time. Yeah, man. So I was going to ask you, are you in the same spot that you were at? Are you still in that same apartment? Cause
same house. So you know how it was divided into two?
Right.
So I'm in the bigger half, and my parents are in the smaller half.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I had to... Yeah, I've been to that place a few times, but I remember this is going back to when Courtney and Seth were still there. I actually drove Courtney home one night.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest nights of my life. I drove Courtney home in her car when they lived in that little apartment. And we said goodbye, whatever, and then Ross picked me up and we're leaving. And Ross sees this cat. In a random gas station, you know, downtown, and he pulls in, he tries to chase the cat with the car. And he's chasing the thing, he's got his window down, and he's screaming at this cat. He's like, where are the Death Star plans? Tell us right now. We're chasing this cat for like a block, and it finally goes into the woods. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
That is definitely something he would do.
Just pee my pants laughing. We would do the stupidest things. All of us. We'd roll up in a car, all three of us together, just screaming a song that we were singing. And people would look at us like, you know, we just took ecstasy or something like that. But what's your, if you had to think back, what's your favorite memory of all of us when we were down there? Like there's so many things that we, you know, that we could talk about, but when you think back to that, what's the most funniest time that you remember, or like just a fun, fond memory?
I think the two that stand out most in my head are, there was a time we were just at Austin's house. And we were just all playing music and stuff like that, playing Mario Kart 2 and just playing a bunch of games.
Right.
That one, or...
That was fun.
Just that night we went bowling, because that one was just...
Oh, it was amazing.
Had a blast.
Dude, your hair and your mustache back then, I was...
I want to see if I can find that picture. I don't know if I have it still.
Oh, I'm sure I got it. It'll be the cover art for this podcast.
Oh, I don't know if it's a... Oh, yeah.
I got everything. That's a good thing about social media. Like, if you actually stay on it, it's like a time capsule. You just got all your stuff on there.
I'm not a huge social media person. I'm like, I don't post anything other than now my saxophone stuff. I made a new page for that, but on like my main thing, I don't do anything. I'm like, right. I'm just here to look at funny pictures and
look at funny pictures, send memes, and move on with my life.
Exactly. I need to get lost for an hour, so
yeah.
I'm going to watch funny pictures.
Yeah, man. I think the basic things that people don't understand about, you know, living in the places that you live at is we genuinely just enjoyed being with each other. Like, it was just a family affair. You know, Ross and I never had our fathers. You know, you lost your mother at a young age. We all had each other. We mm-hmm. had each other as family. Like, that was the basic thing. Like, when he graduated high school and he had his party or whatever, and we ended up renting that house on Fort Myers Beach, that was a really nice time. Because it's like you knew that no matter where you went, all of our friends, we just loved each other. And we all, with no money, it's not like we were balling out. You know, we had nothing.
Yeah.
We had, like, no money. We'd had enough money for Culver's and, you know, maybe a hat with a propeller. You know, it's like all these stupid things. But what we had, it was cool to share that with you. And it was always nice having you around.
Yeah. And, like, even now, it's like, it's not like we talk all the time doing stuff like that, but it's like,
right,
we see each other and we're like, hey, nothing's changed. Like, we're
never.
Best buds and all that.
Yeah. I have plans to possibly come down there in October or March. So if I do, nice. I will, I'll have to take a trip over there.
Well, just not the end of October, because I won't be here.
What are you going to be doing?
I will be up in Indiana.
Indiana? What are you going to do over there? Ride horses?
Yeah, you know, pick some corn, soy.
Ah, yeah. Why not? You know, get a 10-gallon hat.
The usual white people stuff. You know.
Sing songs in a campfire, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Visiting the in-laws.
Oh, the in-laws? Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, they're from Indy.
Fun.
No, I always have fun with when I go up there.
That's cool. Hey, I can't remember. I got to ask you this. Did we start a fire on the beach one night?
I have not started a fire on the beach.
We never did. I can't remember. I think that might have been with my other buddies up here, but it's so illegal.
I have not started a fire.
I could not remember. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Now it was funny because I never expected to have the people that I have. You know, it's like you said, I could always call you, or you know, if we had something to talk about or whatever it was, or you know, if we were just meeting up. But when you picked me up to surprise him,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was super solid. I was like, had to be somebody that, you know, loved him just as much as I do. I feel like we're doing a memorial podcast for Ross or something.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, brother. You know, he called me up and he goes, hey, thanks for calling me out on your last podcast. I said, why? He's like, I didn't want to be mentioned or anything like that.
Course, too bad. Now we're going to talk about you the whole hour.
Yeah, exactly. How do you like that? Loser. Yeah, man. But it's like you never expect to have the friendships that you have. You know, I got to meet so many cool people down there. You know, and like, except for people in Cape Coral.
Yeah. Suckers. I'm just kidding.
Because they suck.
Hey, I have people in Cape Coral.
I think when I met you, you were living in Naples, right?
No, when we met, I was still living in Fort Myers, but I moved to Naples.
You
yes,
moved. Oh, actually. Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, okay.
And that's when I was the least available.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Favorite breakfast place down south to eat?
To eat just in general? Breakfast place. I am thinking of, oh man, there's a place that I discovered.
Yeah.
It's near downtown.
Uh-huh.
Called the Oasis.
Okay.
It is like, it's a mom and pop restaurant, basically. But they have bomb Benedicts there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to go.
That is my go-to breakfast place.
That's amazing.
There is another place in Naples. I can't remember the name, but they have a cinnamon roll waffle.
Yeah.
That is bomb.
It'd light you on fire. Hey, do you remember, it was near Justin's place, there was a breakfast spot. I think it was like right up the road. We ate there. I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but
IHOP?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, IHOP. Ross used to get mad at me. He's like, why do you always want to go to IHOP when you're down here? He's like, I don't have an IHOP around me. Huh? I'm in New Hampshire. It's not like it's down the road.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my favorite breakfast place, but it's not anywhere near you. It's actually in Tampa. It's called Martha's.
Martha's. Never heard of it.
Dog, you ever see Man vs. Food and they bring out that omelet that looks like a baby? Like it looks like a 7-pound baby.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This thing was lethal. You eat that thing, you're full for 2 days. That's like they bring you the plate and it's like a bomb going off. You're like, oh yeah. My God. You just see the smoke coming off it. It's like tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, someone's cholesterol is going way through the roof.
Bro, Southern hospitality and Southern breakfast foods, please. It's not anything like up here at all.
We went to a diner, I think, after we left for Ross's wedding near New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually pretty good. I don't remember what the place was called or where we were at. We were near some college that was up there. It's probably some really famous college that I'm not remembering the name of.
Keene State, but Franklin Pierce, UNH. Were you? You said you were in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably UNH, Plymouth, or something like that. There's a lot of
Plymouth.
Colleges. Plymouth was it? Plymouth? Yeah.
Yes.
There are a lot of colleges up here for being such a small state. You know, it's kind of crazy. But, so I got a question about Florida. You've lived there a long time, so you would know.
My whole life.
So, the rumors. You know, people, like, they hear stories about, you know, guy sets himself on fire in front of a Circle K, you know, guy shoots dog for money, you know, just all these stupid things that you hear. Ridiculous. You know, you and I know how true those stories are, but like, what is the craziest thing that you've probably seen, like, in person? You and I used to see people geeking out.
In person.
It's crazy.
So there's this guy, he lives somewhere near me. Because I see him on the main roads all the time. I mean, but he's, I don't know what sort of drugs he's on or something, but he's always just dancing across the street. I'm like, dude, there are cars flying by here, and you're just in the middle of the street doing your little grooves. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, go enjoy your life someplace else.
Yeah, go have fun. Somewhere where I can't see you. I see him like at least once a month. So
yeah,
that one is fresh in my mind.
Oh, that's hysterical. That's hysterical. I think one of the craziest things is when, I mean, this wasn't necessarily like an insane person or whatever, but when Austin got in that car wreck with his sister. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was like, that really shows how much people do not care about driving, because people think that driving up here is like driving everywhere. It's not. It's not. Like, you go down south, and it's another level of I do not give a Frenchman's fudge what I'm doing. It's just,
yeah, basically. Yeah,
pedal to the metal. Like, it's a whole other world.
And I know somebody else who got into an accident very similar.
Really?
To what they did. Head on, just like, because the other person was being careless.
What a nightmare.
Ridiculous.
That
yeah, those Florida people stories are true.
Dude, Ross called me that night, and I was so afraid. I was like, I cannot believe that just happened. You know, because I've known the Ledleys just as long as he has. You know, so like, he's known him a little bit longer than me because he was in that area before. So, but it was just like, it's in your backyard. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's your family. And for somebody like that to get hurt in an instant is so crazy. And it's appalling for people to drive like that and really just not care.
Yeah.
I'm like, man alive. That's one of the things that kind of deters me from coming down there, like to move down there. And I was like, because I used to, and I can't even believe I did this. This was a few years back when my Uncle Eddie passed away. I went down there and I got on this Harley and I rode from Daytona to Tampa.
I was just going to bring that up.
Oh, were you?
You were riding a motorcycle down here. I'm like,
man, it was. So I've only done it twice. And each time, I'd get off the bike, and I need a bacchiotomy, because I'd just be like this for 3 hours. And it's like, I had to stop at a rest stop a couple times, just like,
stretch it out.
But, yeah, the last time I drove that that little stretch to go to Tampa from my place in Daytona, it was like flashbacks. Because I got in an accident up here years ago, and I was on my bike, and then when I went down there this past time in March at the beginning of, was it this year? Yeah, I believe. And I saw like 4 or 5 motorcycles in a row just completely on the ground. People were on the ground. It was straight out of a horror movie. It was one of the saddest things that I ever saw down there, because it's like you knew what was happening the minute you drove by.
Yeah.
Especially in traffic, and you can actually see what's happening. It's another level of, okay, I need to really be careful. You need to absolutely be careful, because they just don't care.
I mean, when I worked at the hospital, I worked in the ICU.
Oh.
So it was the trauma hospital. So I would see all these different accidents and people's outcomes.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's terrible. I couldn't imagine just working in a Florida hospital. And they're huge. They are huge.
It's kind of like the children's hospital. Nothing happens there.
Yeah, right. You know, they're kids.
Yeah, they're kids. Nothing bad can happen, right?
Except for that one guy that you saw dancing in the streets just somehow got somebody pregnant, and then, you know.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man. It was, it's a trip going back down there. I haven't been to Fort Myers in forever. I got to go visit.
I know one of the last times you were here, we tried to meet up, and it was just, my schedule just didn't allow it, and like,
it's,
I can't really meet up.
It's rough.
Or something had come up, and we had planned to do something on a weekend, And
right, like I think I wanted you to come up to the house.
You had to do something, or I had to do something.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, we never got together.
I think one of the funniest times was when we're at Justin's house, and we always played board games. You know, like the five of us, we'd do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of we never played this game again together. That's how you knew it went like way far. We played this game called the Game of Things, and we sat there and just tortured each other. Like, like, what is this thing? Oh, it's Ross's mom. I'm like,
yeah.
It's just like it never.
You cannot get us together and play things where we can make up the the answers.
Dog. That's the worst possible thing that could happen.
We need rules and structure.
Yeah, we definitely did. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's sketchy, but it's like I never had more fun than going down there to visit. I never did.
Yeah.
Wherever we were, you know, if it was at a restaurant, yeah, the first time I ever ate Greek food was actually with you.
Was it at Fort Myers Beach, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was Sorry.
COVID.
Heart palpitations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right on Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty
the
good
beer
place.
There was there. So good. There. Was it, I cut you off. Go ahead. So,
oh, I said I just haven't been there in forever.
I know it's been a minute.
It's really
been
good.
A minute, yeah, it's been a minute. But I still love going down there for Culver's. There's not a place that rivals that place up here, at all.
You guys don't have a Culver's up there?
No, right. And it kills me. And the first place that I go to, as soon as that plane hits the tarmac, I get in the car and I'm going. You're not stopping me.
Great to Culver's.
Just to get one of those milkshakes that send your blood sugar skyrocketing. That's exactly what I want in my life. And the food is like, people don't get up here how like a vast difference it is in quality. Even if it's crap quality, it's better than what we have up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, we just going there that first time changed my life, and it's like I never stopped. That was the stupidest thing Ross ever could have done was take me there.
Yeah. Now you got suckered into coming back all the time.
I know, right? Gosh.
Me, who tries to leave any chance he gets.
I tell you what, I do miss is having like dance parties down there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh man, that was so much fun.
I do feel like though, as we got older, it's like they happened less and less. I'm like,
They did for sure.
I mean, or maybe I just stopped getting invited. But either way, I stopped attending them.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I didn't get invited either. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think the funnest times are when we ordered from Domino's at like 2 a.m.
Which time?
Worst time. Desperation times for desperation hours. I think Ross took me to Steak Shack or Steak and Shake or whatever that.
Steak and Shake. Oof, I love Steak and Shake.
I probably would have liked it. But he took me to the most gangster Steak and Shake that I ever saw. I swear. Like, there was blood on the wall. You know, somebody was beat up and in the corner crying with a sandwich in their hand. It was like, where are you taking me?
I used to work at a Steak and Shake. I was a server there for...
Are you serious?
Yeah, my senior year in high school.
That's wild.
You know? It was the one in Naples, though, so it wasn't as scary.
That's true. There's a big difference. Like, talk to me about when you were in school. Like, where you where did you actually go to school? Did you go to school in Fort Myers, or were you somewhere else?
For high school, I went to. So, my mom wanted me to be homeschooled. I did not want to be homeschooled. So for like the first quarter of school, I didn't really go to school because she was trying to set me up to do homeschool. But by the time we got everything, I was like, I'm not doing this. You're sending me to real school. So I went to Dunbar High School, which is like off of MLK, the scary school.
Right. I know where MLK is. Yeah.
I mean, you hear MLK, you already know it's a dangerous place.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Anywhere you go.
Oh, my word. I see Ross and I pulled up on some guy literally flooring it and trying to get out of his accident. Like, trying to make a run for it. I'm like, dog, this is ridiculous. So you went to Dunbar and, like, did you enjoy going to school? Like, I mean, did you enjoy the classes you took, or were you going for something specific back then? Did they have courses like that?
At that school, they had a Microsoft program, which I took.
Yeah.
I got certified in, like, Microsoft Word. But then I changed schools again, and I went to Riverdale High School.
Wow.
For, like, a year and a half. There, I took culinary and driver's ed.
That's right. I remember you.
And then I moved to Bonita Springs, so I went to Estero High School.
Ooh, Bonita.
And I took wood shop there as an elective, which was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I also did a medical course to get your CNA certification.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that, and then I moved to Naples. So I went to Golden Gate High School. Where instead of doing the CNA program, I did a CMAA, Certified Medical Administrative Assistant, and I got my certificate in that when I graduated.
Wow.
So I went to four different high schools, technically.
That must have sucked.
Yeah.
I bet.
I bet you had fun.
No, I'm just like changing schools constantly is rough.
I mean, throughout my whole school career, I've been to 13 different schools.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And there are that many, too, which is...
Yeah, that's not even all of them. That's not even, like, half of them. There's so many schools here.
Yeah, man.
But, I don't know, that's kind of helped me to be kind of, like, the person I am today. I can just meet new people, talk to anybody, because it's what I've had to do my whole life.
Were you shy as a kid, like when you met people before high school?
Not really. I'm the person who I'm going to observe who I'm with, know who they are, and then insert myself. Because I'm like, all right, this is who these people are. And not that I would change who I am, but I would know what to say or what not to say based on who I'm with.
I wish I had that quality. I just say whatever.
No, I've learned to do not say stuff to certain people.
Yeah, man, I wish I had that quality. I have a problem with talking.
Oh, really? You need a podcast?
It's kind of an issue. I'm working on it.
No. Oh, it's you've never done anything to me, so you get.
That's right. And if anyone ever hurts my friend's feelings, I will be down there to find you.
Yes.
I don't care how long it takes. We used to go to Guitar Center a lot.
Right.
And just
and play on the I'd watch all you guys play while I sat there.
It was a fun time.
Not knowing how to do anything.
The differences, I think, is up north, you're not allowed to just like sit down and pick up an instrument. Like you have to get permission and go past six levels of clearance in order for any of that to be possible. Like down south, they just kind of like, yep, here you go, we'll let you play, blah, blah, blah.
Here's your wall of guitars. Just
pick one up. I was shocked when I walked in there, but of course Ross knew everybody's name. He's like, "Hey, Frankie, how you doing? Bleep, bleep, bleep." I'm like, "Will you hang out with these guys?" So it was a trip, but it was nice to see him like be in the band and have like a life down there. And you know, especially for me, who was his best friend from up here, to see him sort of progress and make friends down there and have him introduce me to all these people, as I said, you know, it was so cool for me, because I was really upset when he left. Like, I, you know, not only did I lose a bandmate, but I lost a buddy. And it's like, when people move away, you never know. It's like, you never know if you're going to keep in contact, but it's like, if you have that special connection with somebody, like kind of like you and I have, and as you said, you always find time to sort of say hi to each other once in a while or whatever it is. And Ross and I always kept that. And I got to see you guys. It was so cool. Like, especially when we were talking about the karaoke days or whatever, like, that was just so much fun. And it was fun because you weren't spending gobs of money. You know, you sat there and just, you know, you were there. You were there to be
fun.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. There was never any drama.
Yeah.
Ever. And if it was, we were not involved. We're just like, stay as far away from that as possible.
Hey, let's go over here.
Let's do anything else.
Yeah.
Did your because when I first met you, I think your sister was getting married or something like that. Did she end up staying in the area or did she move away?
Yeah, she lives in Lehigh.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Okay, so not too far from you.
Yeah, they bought a house there, so.
Wow, that's cool, man.
And she actually recently gave birth to her second child.
No way.
No way.
Oh, wow, congratulations. Congratulations to you. You're an uncle twice now?
Yep.
Wow, man. Dude, I remember when she was single. And Ross was like, I don't think he was hitting on her or anything, but like we were all walking down the street in downtown Fort Myers, and Nijay was with us, and I looked at him and I just said he doesn't have any game, and I signed to him, and he just starts giggling because he was in front of us and just talking to her. And I was always talking behind his back, and I'll never forget that. That was hilarious. Man, that kid. Did I ever tell you I accidentally butt-dialed him once?
Who, Nijay?
Yeah.
Now that conversation has gone well.
And he hits me back. He hits me back with, hey, bro, I'm deaf. I can't pick up the phone. I felt like such a douchebag. Oh my god.
Yo, he's always on the phone, you know?
I couldn't even believe I did it. I felt like such an idiot. Oh my gosh. Well, Georgie, I love you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and chit chatting with me for a few minutes. It's always a pleasure to see you.
And
I'm hoping that your saxophone playing is legendary. I'm hoping that you post more videos for me to look at and giggle and make me proud.
It's there so we can all have fun and make fun of me playing saxophone until I'm good.
Dude, at least we've all moved on from like the rock band days, you know.
I still have all my rock band stuff sitting right there.
Are you serious? That's hilarious.
I have the drums, I have like three guitars. I got a microphone.
Oh my gosh.
It's the only instruments I know how to play.
Dude, we play Rock Band for hours. For hours.
Now my thing is Dance Dance Revolution. Or not, Just Dance, not Dance Dance Revolution.
What's the difference?
Dance Dance Revolution is like the mat and you have to hit the arrows.
Yeah.
And Just Dance is like you have a remote and you're like you're dancing along with the thing.
Sounds tremendous.
It's a good cardio.
You look good, by the way. I just want to let you know. It was nice to see
thanks.
You.
I don't feel it.
Yeah,
just
well.
Kidding.
I can't help you with that. But yeah, we're gonna wrap this thing up. So thank you.
Cool.
I appreciate you, brother. It's always good to see you, and be well. Keep in contact. I'll try to get down there as soon as I can to visit, and hopefully this thing will be over soon. You could come up here, and we'll probably go jump in a lake and hold hands together.
I like it. I like the plan.
All right, everybody. This has been a Why Are You Laughing podcast. I don't have any dates coming up for any shows right now, except for that one private party that I mentioned on the last show, which I'm hoping to get that filmed and out on YouTube. I'm hoping to get some more stuff out, and I hope everyone is doing okay. You can go check out my Instagram page at the Clappinator, or the Why Are You Laughing podcast, Y_R_ You Laughing podcast, all one word. And Georgie, can people go check out your saxophone page, or is that?
Yeah, that's fine. It's open. It's called Sax Journey. Sax dot Journey. That's Sax SAX. not any other way.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, so good. So go check that out and enjoy, for sure. And all right, everybody, this has been a Why Are You Laughing podcast. We're clear.